Today, I will use this topic, Hannah, for mutual encouragement.
今天早上我用 Hannah 这个题目来做互相的勉励。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1.
我们打开撒母耳记上的第一章。
1 Samuel chapter 1.
撒母耳记上第一章。
1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 1.
撒母耳记上第一章的第一节。
Verse 1.Now there was a certain man of Ramath Zaphon of the mountain of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tophu, the son of Zephu, an Ephraimite. Verse 2.
第二节
And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah.Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Verse 3.
第三节
This man went up from his city, Eli, to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. Verse 4.
第四节
And whenever the time came for Elkanah to make an offering, he would give portion to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and daughters. Verse 5.
第五节
But to Hannah, he will give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. Verse 6.
第六节
And her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable, because the Lord had closed her womb. Here records, this book starts with a family problem.
在这个这里圣经就记载一个家庭有一个家庭的问题。
This is very interesting. When we look in all the books of the Bible,This starts with a family.
那么我们看这个教这个圣经里面这一段圣经就是开始是说一个家庭的情况。
And it just describes a problem in the family.
那么就讲到这个家庭的问题。
And today we all have families.
今天我们都有每一个都有家庭。
And sometimes the church is like a big family.
教会就是一个大的家庭。
And Hannah, from this context, we can see that she was.Suffering.
那么这个时候，这个 Hannah 她受苦。
And let's examine our life.
那么这个使我们回想我们自己的生活。
In our daily life, don't we meet problems?
是不是我们生活也是一样的，会遭遇到问题
？But how do we resolve a problem?
那么我们遭遇问题的时候，我们怎么样来解决问题
？Before we believe.
在我们还没有信主之前。
We have our own ways, our own ways to resolve certain problems.
我们用自己的方法来解决某些问题。
But after we have believed,
但是我们信主之后
，we need to learn from the Bible how to resolve a problem.
我们要从圣经来学习怎样子来解决问题。
So today we're going to use this passage to examine how Hannah eventually solved her problem.
所以今天我们查考这段圣经来看 Hannah 她最后怎么解决她的问题。
And then we can learn from her.
然后我们从哈娜来学习一些教训。
From verse 6, we can see that her rival provoked her severely.
这第六节提到说这个他的对头这个大大的激动他。
Have we encountered people provoke us severely?
我们是不是也遇到这个在人际当中也有人会这个激动我们使我们生气。
I remember in high school.
我还记得我在高中时代。
I'm sure that many of us went through that period.
我相信大家都经过那个时期。
There, at that time, is a teenager, a rebellious age.
就是我们在这个这未成年的时候是一个反叛期的时候。
And sometimes we in school we meet some people want to provoke us. So when they pass by, they will push our textbook away. And fell to the ground.
有时候在学校呢，就是有些人会欺负我们经过我们身边的时候呢，会推我们的身体或者是拿走我们的课本。
They will call us names.
或者是就是这个叫我们的绰号。
But then they say, "Oh, it was a mistake. I didn't mean to do that."
那他们这样子做欺负我们之后，然后再说，哦，我不是故意这样做的。
And we know that they intentionally try to make us mad.
当然我们知道他们用意就是要来激怒我们。
And so Hannah cannot bear child.
所以这个 Hannah 她不能生育。
And so.Peninnah, another wife of Elkanah, purposely provoke her using her weakness, her inability.
在这里就说这个比尼娜她呢就故意来激怒这个哈娜。
How did Hannah resolve
那么这哈拿怎样子来对付这问题呢
？Let's look at verse 7.
我们看第七节。
So it was year by year when she went up to the house of the Lord that she provoked her. Therefore, she wept and did not eat. Verse 8.
第八节。
Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? Why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? Verse 9.
第九节。
So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Silo. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. Here we can see that the first response of Hannah when she was provoked is that she stayed gentle and quiet.
首先我们看见这哈拿当她被激怒她要使她自己生气的时候呢她还是这个安静忍耐下来。
This is not easy.
这样子做是不容易的。
She was provoked to the point that she cried.
因为他是被激怒到他就流泪了。
And for context, we do not see that Hannah fought back.
但是呢，从这个圣经上读起来，我们没有看见说 Hannah 因此他就要有报复的行为。
What will we do if some people provoke us?
都是有别人激怒我们的话，我们会怎么做？
Couple things.
可能会有几样事。
First, we will talk back to them.
首先的话呢，我们就会跟他回应。
And Hannah could easily talk back to Peninnah.
但是哈拿呢，他没有这个回这个比利亚拿的话。
Hannah could have said, "Oh, you said I cannot bear children."
哈拿没有这个对这个比利拿说，哦，你说我不生孩子。
Maybe because I was sinful, that's why God didn't bless me.
所以那你指控我说，可能是我生前有罪所以呢，我就得不到这种福气。
Hannah could talk back to her and say, "You see, husband loved me. He gave me two portions."
这个哈拿也没有对这个比尼拿说，你看这个丈夫爱我比爱你更深，因为他把这个加倍的这个换量给我。
哇 ，think about if Hannah answered back like that, I think Peninnah will even get more mad and fight back even more.
我们想哈拿都是用这样的话来对付比尼拿的话，那比尼拿又会更讲一些刻薄的话使他更加激动。
And Hannah could have actually start fighting with her fist.
说不定这个时候哈拿他开始就是动手脚起来了。
One time when I was in junior high school.
当我在这个初中的时候。
I saw in the school there's two very popular girls.
在我们学校里面有两个这个非常的出名的女孩子。
They were very very pretty.
她们非常的漂亮。
And they always walk together.
她们常常两个人走在一起。
But one day I saw them fighting in front of an administration office.
但是呢，有一天我就在这个这个行政中心前面，我看见有打架的事。
I was shocked and scared.
当时我真的是非常的这个惧怕惊讶。
Because when they fight, I saw that they fight more ferocious than guys.
因为我看见这两个女孩子打起架来比男孩子还更凶。
Their nails were red, right? Were painted red, and so when they grab people, extract people's face. It looked like it was bloody.
因为他们都是这个指甲涂红色的，所以他们抓人家的脸的时候，看起来好像就马上就指甲之下就出血。
So Hannah could have been provoked and start fighting with Peninnah.
And 所以 Hannah 这个时候她可以激动起来，跟这个比尼娜来吵架或打架。
Well, or Hannah could have talked bad behind Peninnah.
或者是哈拿就在比尼拿后面这个收长收短。
She could have revenge easily.
所以她要报复这个比尼拿是很快的事。
But from the Bible, we can see that she didn't do any of those things.
但是从圣经看起来她都没有做以上所做的事。
So she set us a very good example.
所以她给我们一个好的榜样。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 2.
我们看这个彼得前书的第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 20.
彼得前书第二章第二十节。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
For what credit is it if when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently, but when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. Verse 21.
二十一节。
For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us,leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Verse 22.
22节.
Who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. Verse 23.
23节,
Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. Here we can see that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was abused and crucified on the cross, he didn't talk back to those people who insulted him.
在这里彼得讲说当主耶稣他被受害的时候他没有责还口他也不讲威吓的话只把自己交托给主。
And Hannah is just like Lord Jesus Christ.
所以 Hannah 给我们做个榜样就像主耶稣一样。
Sometimes we think we human beings have this tendency.
有时候我们人有这样子的这个本性。
If next time this happens again,
所以若是下一次再发生的话
I'm prepared to blast him out or blast her off with my words.
我就用我的口完全呢就把他这个像轰炸机一样把他轰炸。
So next time, they better not speak that to me again.
所以下一次他们就想看他敢不敢再用这样子的话对付我。
But when we think like that, are we really following what Bible teaches?
但是都是我们这样子的话我们是不是根据圣经的教训做。
Let's also look at 1 Peter chapter 3.
我们再回到这个彼得前书的第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 4.
彼得前书第三章第四节。
Hannah is such a woman that described in chapter 3 verse 4.
因为 Hannah 就是像我们现在要读的彼得前书三章四节。
Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Verse 4.
第四节。
Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart,with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. 请念词。
第三节，彼得前书第三章第三节、第四节，你们不要以外面的编头华戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰。第四节，只要以里面存着长久、温柔、安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极其宝贵的。
So when Hannah was first provoked, her very first step is.Have a gentle and quiet spirit.
所以当 Hannah 她被激怒的时候，她首先的反应就是她有一个温柔一个忍耐的心。
So let's turn back to 1 Samuel.
所以我们再回到撒母耳记上第一章。
However, that doesn't really solve the problem yet.
但是这个时候Hannah 还没有解决这问题。
But that was the first step that we had mentioned.
但是呢，她的反应就是我们刚才所提到的第一步。
But from verse 9 to verse 12, Hannah go to the Lord to tell her sorrows.
但是在第一章第九节到十二节就是 Hannah 她到神的面前来向神呼求。
Let's look at verse 10.
我们看第十节。
And when she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish, verse 11.
十一节。
Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts,If you would indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. Verse 12.
第十二节。
And it happened as she would continue praying before the Lord that Eli watched her mouth. He records that when she was hurt,Where did she go? She went to talk to the Lord.
And 所以这个 Hannah 她心里头她这个哭泣悲伤的时候她怎么做她就是来祈求神。
When we are hurt, where do we go?
当我们心里头受伤的时候我们去哪里呢
Sometimes people just cry on the bed.
有些人呢就是在船上哭泣。
They don't tell God.
他们不会告诉神。
Sometimes they tell their friends and slander that the other person.
有时候呢，他就是告诉他的朋友然后呢就毁谤对方。
And also make up a lot of things and speak very evil and bad about that person.
而且在这个对方的背后讲了很多坏话。
So, but Hannah did not do that. She went to talk to the Lord.
但是 Hannah 没有这样子做她到神的面前来祷告祈求。
Yes, we human beings when we suffer, we need to talk to somebody.
是的，当我们人这个受苦受害的时候，我们必须要向人诉苦。
It's just like a trash can.
就好像一个垃圾堆。
If people keep pushing, keep giving the trash.
都是有人一直在丢这个垃圾的话。
And eventually the trash is so full.
那么这个垃圾桶马上就满了。
And we try to stuff it, squeeze in.
那我们想把这个垃圾再压下去一点。
One day, the trash can will burst open.
啊，到有一天的话呢，这整个垃圾箱啊就会这个爆炸。
So as human being, we need to really, say what's in our heart.
哎，所以常常人啊，就是要把这个心里的话讲出来。
And so Hannah go to talk to the Lord.
啊，所以这个时候 Hannah 她就到神面前来祷告。
And she rely upon the Lord.
啊，那么她就要全心来依靠神。
And today, let's look at where do we go?
啊，今天我们看我们啊去哪里呢？
Let's look at example.
我们看一个榜样。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 1.
啊，我们看这个比啊这个列王记下的第一章。
Let's put a bookmark in 1 Samuel. We'll come back.
啊，我们等一下又回到撒母耳记上第一章。
Second King chapter 1.
列王记下的第一章。
Second King chapter 1.
列王记下第一章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Second King chapter 1. Verse 2.
列王记下第一章的第二节。
Now Ahaziah fell through lattice of his upper room in Samaria and was injured. So he sent messenger and said to them, Go inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I should recover from this injury. Verse 3.
第三节。
But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, Arise, go up to meet the messenger of the king of Samaria, and say to them, Is it because there is no God in Israel that you are going to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Verse 4.
第四节。
Now therefore, this says the Lord, You shall not come down from the bed to which you were gone up, But you shall surely die. So Elijah departed. Let's jump to verse 17.
我们再看第十七节。
So Ahaziah died according to the word of the Lord, which Elijah has spoken, because he had no son. Jehoram became king in his place in the second year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. Here we can see that when this Ahaziah suffered,
我们看这个当这个亚哈谢王啊，他生病的时候
，He did not go inquire God.
他没有去求问神。
He inquired a foreign god.
啊，他所问啊，他所求问的啊，就是个外邦的一个神像。
So as a result, he lost his life.
那么结果呢？啊，他就失去了他的生命。
So where we go after we have suffered, where we go for help is very important.
啊，所以当我们受苦啊，那么或者是生病。我们要求问的是谁？这个问题很重要。
Do it properly. If we see the wrong person, the problem is going to get bigger.
若是我们去寻求的是错误的对象，那么这个问题更加剧了。
And so sometimes we see things in this world. Sometimes we feel like there's injustice.
有时候在这世上我们遇见不公义的事。
What will we do?
我们怎么做？
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 37.
我们看诗篇的三十七篇。
Psalm chapter 37.
诗篇的三十七篇。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Psalm chapter 37, verse 1.
诗篇三十七篇的第一节。
Psalm chapter 37, verse 1.
诗篇三十七篇第一节。
Do not fret because of evildoer.Nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. Verse 2.
第二节。
For they shall soon be cut up down like the grass, and wither as a green herb. Verse 3.
第三节。
Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Verse 4.
第四节。
Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desire of your heart. Verse 5.
第五节。
Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him.He shall bring it to pass. Verse 6.
第六节。
He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Verse 7.
第七节。
Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Verse 8.
第八节。
Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm.Verse 9.
第九节。
For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Verse 10.
第十节。
For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. Verse 11.
十一节。
But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in abundance of peace. Here we can see that what we should do in times of when people oppress us.
啊，所以在这里我们啊看得很清楚，当别人啊这个欺负压榨我们的时候，我们当怎么做？
Bible first tells us, do not fret or envious of them.
啊，在这里圣经告诉我们说，不要为作恶的来心怀不平。
Verse 2 tells us God will definitely will punish.
啊，再来就说神一定会啊这个对付他。
As for us, verse 3 to verse 4 tells us that we need to trust in the Lord.
啊，第三节第四节告诉我们说，我们要依靠神而行。
Start doing things that would delight. Do things that would delight in the Lord.
啊，就是我们要依靠神而行善。
Don't keep thinking about those evil schemes that they have.
啊，不要一直在想啊那些啊这恶人心中的所怀的恶魔。
Do not keep thinking that what harm we have suffered.
啊，也不要一直在计较啊我受了多少的伤害。
But delight ourselves in the Lord.
啊，但是呢，我们要把自己交托给主。
And then. Verse 7, it said, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him.
啊，那么第七节提到说，我们要默然的倚靠神，耐心的等候他。
And then 8,
第八节
don't be angry.
啊，就是我们不要这个生气。
Because if we're angry, we only will say things that we're not supposed to say.
啊，因为我们都是心怀不平的话，我们就会口说啊这个不该说的话。
We only do things that we're not supposed to do.
啊，或者是我们会做啊我们不当做的事。
And that will cause us harm.
那么这样子会导致更大的伤害。
But be for sure, God will punish. In verse 9.
啊，但是呢，就是像第九节所说的啊，这个神啊，他这个要剪除那些作恶的。
So this is Hannah's how Hannah deal with the problem. She went to talk to God and she wait patiently.
啊，所以这就是 Hannah 啊，她解除自己的危机啊，她到神面前啊，她把心里的愁苦来向神诉说。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel.
我们再回到撒母耳记上第一章。
From verse 13 to verse 18 records. How Hannah entrusted herself and wait upon the Lord.
啊，从这个第十三节到十八节啊 ，Hannah 呢啊就讲说她是怎样子的来依靠神。
At first, there was a misunderstanding.
啊，首先的话，那有一个误解。
Eli thought Hannah was drunk.
啊，因为这个以利啊，他以为说 Hannah 是喝醉了。
Can you imagine she was so sorrowful in spirit, and then the priest, the worker of God, misunderstood her.
啊，这个因为哈拿他心里头非常愁烦啊，在神面前这个啊默祷啊，但是以利呢，导致认为说他是喝醉了。
So Hannah at that moment she still keep her gentle and quiet spirit.
哎，所以事实上到此为止，哈拿还是一直啊维持着啊他心里头的这个平静。
She didn't walk off and say, "What kind of worker of God is that?"
啊，这个以利误解他的时候，他没有就啊突然间离开这个啊圣所会堂啊，那么就啊来讲说，这以利你到底是怎么样子的个啊这个神的仆人呢
？But she simply quietly just explained what's going on.
啊，但是哈拿啊，他还是用一个平静的心啊来跟以利讲，是因为他心中的愁苦。
So in verse 7, Eli blessed her.
哎，所以在第七节，以利啊，这个先知啊，这个先知呢，就啊祝福他。
So go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him.
啊，这个以利啊，十七节说，你可以平平安安的回去啊，愿以色列的神应允你向他所求的。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
And she said, "Let your maidservant find favor in your sight." So the woman went her way, and ate, and her face was no longer sad. Verse 18.
啊，十八节说，哈拿说啊，这个愿逼你在你眼前蒙恩，于是妇人走去啊吃饭，那么面上啊再不带有愁容了。
So after she prayed, she was able to entrust her sorrow to God and believe God's word.
哎，所以当哈拿向神祷告祈求之后呢，啊，她能够把心里的愁苦来交托给神。
Today, maybe we can be quiet and gentle in spirit and also tell God about it before.Other than telling other people about it.
啊，今天我们可以心里头存着忍耐的心，啊，把我们的愁苦来告诉神。那么，与其是告诉神，我们不会告诉人。
But can we trust God?
啊，但是呢，我们是不是能够信赖交托神呢
？We can pray, but doesn't mean everybody able to entrust themselves to God.
啊，我们可以向神祷告，但不见得每一个人能够啊能够交托出去。
If we pray but do not entrust, then we have no peace.
啊，都是只有我们啊，单只有祷告啊，但是不能信靠交托的话，我们心里头还是得不到平安。
The burden is still upon our heart.
啊，因为这个重担还是会压在我们的心头上。
Why are we not able to entrust?
啊，为什么？那为什么我们不能够啊，这个交托来信靠神呢？
Do we believe God's power?
啊，我们是不是相信神有能力呢
？Do we truly believe God's love for us?
啊，我们是不是真的相信神爱我们呢
？Do we truly believe God's just?
啊，我们是不是相信说神是全然公义的呢
？Do we really believe God knows what He's doing?
啊，我们是不是相信说神啊做他当做的事呢
？If the answer is yes,
啊，若是我们的答案是肯定的话。
We shall see God's judgment.
那我们就会看见神啊，他会啊，这个施行他的审判。
We can wait and we can wait for God.
啊，我们可以那个信啊，这个默然的信靠他。
God does not have to do things according to our own time.
啊，但是神并不是照我们的时间啊来做事。
God has His own time.
啊，神有他自己的时间表。
His time is the best time.
啊，他的时间表是最好的时间。
And sometimes we have certain requests.
啊，所以啊。
Sometimes we have certain requests to God.
有时候我们对神有祈求的。
God heard our prayer.
啊，那么神听我们的祷告。
God has His own time to give us to us.
那么神有他的时间啊，来给我们答案。
We have to wait.
啊，我们只需要信靠等待。
So, if we able to do that, then we able to find our load very light.And easy to carry.
啊，若是我们能够多啊做到这个信靠、交托、等待的话，那我们知道心头的重担就减轻了。
And this is not simply a concept.
啊，这不只是一个观念的问题。
But it's something that we really need to examine ourselves and really pursue God to really know God.
啊，但是这是我们可以来检讨我们的心啊，而且真正的能够来知道认识神的。
One time I heard a worker of God testify a dream.
啊，有一次呢，啊，我们就听到一个神的工人，啊，这个他在啊这异梦中所见到的事，他做一个见证。
He said that whenever he had to preach, he gets very nervous.
啊，他想到说，每次他要讲道的时候，那么他就会当紧张。
He can feel like his intestine, his stomach is all grinding.
啊，他就感觉到他的肠胃啊，肠胃开始搅动。
And so, whenever he preached, he felt a lot of burden.
哎，所以他感每次呢想到他要讲道的事啊，他就觉得这个担子很重。
He also prayed to God, said, "God, please help me."
啊，他向神祷告说：“主啊，求你帮助我。”
And then, one day, he had a dream.
啊，有一天呢，他就有一个梦。
He saw that he was carrying a big bag of burden, heavy bag.
啊，他说啊，在他的这个肩头上啊，带了一个很重的一个重担。
And as he walked, he saw that there was a vehicle.
那么他走路的时候，他就看见，哎，前面有一部车子。
But he never think about putting his burden upon the vehicle.
啊，但是呢，他就没有想到把这个肩头上的担子呢，就卸下来放在这个车子上。
He continued carry a big burden and walk.
啊，他事实上还是这个啊背上这个重担，还是一步一步的走。
And so when he woke up from the dream.
啊，所以当他从梦中醒过来的时候。
He's thinking about what is God trying to tell me?
啊，他说，哎，这个神借着这个梦啊，要告诉我什么呢
？What is God trying to tell me?
啊，到底神要告诉我些什么
？How come I don't use the car that the vehicle that's there?
啊，为什么啊，我不把这个重担卸在这个啊这个车子上呢
？He knew that God provides, but he never relied upon it.
啊，因为他知道说神啊会供应他所需的，但是呢，他就没有把自己的重担放在这个神所。啊，给的这个车子上。
So therefore, the burden is still upon him.
啊，所以结果呢，他还是这个背着这个重担。
However, Hannah is not like that.
啊，但是哈娜却不是这样做。
After the prayer, verse 18 tells us that her face was no longer sad.
啊，在第十八节提到说，这个哈娜向神祷告之后呢，她面上就不再带着愁容了。
And indeed, later on, she went back home. She received God's promise.
啊，真的，这个哈娜回家以后呢。他就得到神所应允的。
If she didn't trust in God's word, she only suffered in vain.
啊，若是他没有办法啊来信靠神对他的话的话，那他只有白白的受苦了。
She still be sad as she walk home, and then as she waited for God's promise to fulfill. All this time she's sad.
啊，那么他交托不出去的话，他脸还是带着愁容啊，他回去啊，那么啊就没有什么啊好处。
But she know. she knows that God has his own time and God knows what he's doing.
但是哈娜她信靠神，她知道神有自己的时间表，神也做他当做的事。
But does it really solve a problem?
那么这样子是不是解决这问题呢？
If we look up from verse 20 onward, that she got a son.
这二十节之后讲说这个日期满足了，她就生了一个儿子。
Yeah, she got a son.
她真的就怀孕生了一个儿子了。
But that doesn't mean that her problem is completely solved.
但是她这个得了儿子，并不是说她的问题全部解决。
Let's look at Second Chronicle chapter 32, for example.
我们看这个历代志下。
Second Chronicle chapter 32.
二十二节。
Second Chronicle chapter 32.
历代志下三十二章。
Second Chronicle chapter 32.
历代志下三十二章。
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
32:24. In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death. And he prayed to the Lord, and he spoke to him and gave him a sign. Verse 25.
25节.
But Hezekiah did not repay according to the favor shown him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore, wrath was looming over him and over Judah and Jerusalem.Verse 26. Then Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, he and the inhabitant of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord did not come upon him in the days of Hezekiah. It shows here that Hezekiah received abundant grace of God. He was nearly died. He was almost died, but God gave him life.
这段圣经记载说西西家他当时快死了，那么他向神祷告。那么神的确用他的恩来待他。
When he received such a grace, he became proud.
但是呢，他得到神的恩之后呢，他心里头骄傲。
So let us not be like Hezekiah. When we receive the grace of God, we feel like this is supposed the way it's supposed to be.
所以我们不要像西西家王当他等到神祝福给他的时候呢，他想说这是我应该所得的。
Please don't treat God as our servant.
我们不要把神当作我们的仆人来对待。
Hezekiah was treating God as his servant. Well, God did such a thing. He's supposed to, because he's my servant.
这个西西家他对待神就好像对待自己的仆人他说这个神做他的事是当做的。
He doesn't feel like he needs to give thanks to God.
那么结果呢，他就不认为他必须要向神存着感恩的心。
And God, of course, is very offended, but when people are proud.
当然我们若是心里头心存骄傲的时候呢，我们就得罪了神了。
And God was about to punish, but then Hezekiah realized he was wrong, so he humbled himself.
那么当神他愤怒要这个来惩罚这个西西家的时候呢，西西家他就一同自卑，在神面前悔改。
So Hannah is not like Hezekiah.
所以这个哈娜就不同于这个西西家王。
When she received the grace of God.
当这个哈娜得到神的恩惠的时候，
Let's see what she did.
我们来看她是怎么做的。
Verse 24.
我们看二十四节。
First Samuel chapter 1 verse 24.
撒母耳记上一章二十四节。
Now when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bowls, one ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Silo. And the child was young. Verse 25.
二十五节。
Then they slaughtered a bull and brought the child to Eli. Verse 26.
26节.
And she said, Oh my Lord, as your soul live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood by you here, praying to the Lord. Verse 27.
27节.
For this child I pray, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I ask of him. Verse 28.
28节.
Therefore, I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. So they worship the Lord there. Chapter 2, verse 1.
第二章第一节。
And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoiced in the Lord, my horn exulted in the Lord. Here we can see that when she received the grace of God, she returned back to the temple.
这个 Hannah 当她得到神的这个恩典之后呢，她就回到神的殿。
And then she went back with other many other gifts.
她回到神的殿她就带着自己要献上的礼物。
She bring wine, she bring cow, she bring flour.
她带着个酒带着这个细滑面。
And then she bring her child that she got
她也
to offer to God.
她也把带着神所赐给她的儿子要来向神献祭。
And besides that, she also testified to people that I am the woman who prayed, and God listened to my prayer, and God granted according to my request.
那么他也向别人做见证说，我就是那个妇人啊，当我祷告啊，心里的愁烦的时候，向神祷告，那么神的确听了我的祷告。
Verse 28,
28节
she worshiped God there.
所以他就在那里敬拜神。
In chapter 2, verse 1, she praised the Lord.
二章第一节提到说，他就啊这个来啊称颂神。
She repaid God's grace.
他就是报复神给他的恩典。
She glorified God.
他就荣耀神。
This is the attitude we're supposed to have once we receive the grace of God.
当我们得到神的恩典之后，这就是我们当做的事。
Today, the Lord has saved everyone else.
今天
through water baptism and through His word.
借着这个洗礼这个神他已经救了我们每一个人。
How are we going to repay God?
那我们怎样子来回报神的爱呢？
In Romans chapter 12, it tells us that we should offer ourselves as living sacrifice.
在罗马书第十二章说，当将身体献上，当作活祭。
To repay God's wonderful salvation.
来回应回报神给我们极大的救恩。
So now, when we live, we do not live for ourselves.
所以现在我们活着，我们就不单只为自己而活。
But we live in every way to glorify God.
我们活着在每一个这个角落，每一个的地方，我们都是要荣耀神。
If there's anything we can do, let's do it to glorify God.
若是我们可以做的任何事，我们就要做为的是要荣耀神。
If we can offer money to glorify God, let's offer money.
若是我们能够在金钱上奉献，那我们就尽量的奉献。
If we can offer ourselves as a holy worker, let's offer ourselves to as a holy worker.
若是我们能够献上自己做这个圣工。这个神的这个圣工的这个的工人的话，那我们就献上自己做圣工的工人。
And let's see what happened to her.
那我们来看一下哈娜她的结局是什么。
In 2 Samuel chapter 10. Chapter 2 verse 10.
撒母记下的第二章第十节。
2 Samuel chapter 2 verse 20.
撒母记下二章的二十节。
Chapter 2 verse 20.
二章二十节。
And Eli will bless Elkanah and his wife and say, The Lord give you descendants from this woman for the loan that was given to the Lord. Then they would go to their own home. Verse 21.
21节.
And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bore three sons and two daughters. Meanwhile, the child Samuel grew before the Lord. We can see that when Hannah knows how to repay the grace of God.
我们知道这 Hannah 她怎样子来报答神的恩典。
God gave her even more.
那么神给她的恩典是恩上加恩。
Because Hannah know how to humble herself.
因为 Hannah 她知道怎样在神面前自卑。
She know how to repay God.
她知道怎样子来回报神的恩典。
So God is very pleased.
所以神他心里头喜悦她。
So God give them even more.
所以神就在给她更多的恩典。
So let us today offer what we have.
所以今天让我们奉献我们有的。
What we have is everybody has time.
每一个人有的就是时间。
Let's offer our time to do God's work.
让我们献上自己的时间来做神的工。
Let's offer our time to pursue God.
让我们献上自己的时间来追求神。
So that we can have truly have the knowledge of God and know what kind of God we worship. What kind of God? I mean, what does God require of us?
所以我们对神能够真认识他，真知道他那么就知道我们怎样，我们侍奉的神是怎样的神。
So today we have learned how Hannah solved her problem.
所以今天我们学习到 Hannah 她怎样子解决自己的危机。
First, she had a gentle and quiet spirit.
首先呢，她就是有一个温柔这个忍耐的心。
Second,
第二点
，she went to pray to God.
她到神的殿向神祷告祈求。
Tell God about her problem.
她向神诉说她自己心里的愁苦。
Her sadness.
她的这个痛苦。
And then third is in trust the word of God. And wait for God patiently.
第三点就是他相信神他忍耐的等候神的时候来到。
And when we fourth is when we receive the grace of God, we need to glorify God and repay God.
第四点就是当我们得到神的祝福恩惠的时候，我们要知道怎样子来回报神的恩典。